Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
This. Yay! Have you seen his Instagram?
Yeah, they need
this Felger and Mass.
They don't use crack enough.
On 98.5.
Yeah, not really.
The Sports Hub.
All right, Dead Tickets coming up at the end of the hour. End of the hour for Dead and Company. And we'll get back to your football stuff. Don't worry about it. And if you're up, hanging online to talk football, you can stay. It's okay. We just want to get to some other stuff because we've been 6 straight hours Patriots here since we opened up the week. Items on the Red Sox. So last night, Dave Dombrowski says basically in so many words that they are not bringing back Craig Kimbrell. And not only are they not bringing back Craig Kimbrell, they probably won't be spending any money out in the pen. This is what he basically said last night. He said, we're not going to be overly aggressive with big expenditures for our relief closer at this point. Our payroll is pretty high at this point. Without getting specific on him, meaning Kimbrell, we're not making big expenditure in that area. Read that as you may. He says, we like a lot of guys in our bullpen. Barnes did a good job. Brazier did a good job. We've got Workman. We've got Embry. We've got Bobby Pointer from last year. We picked up Colton Brewer, so we have people who can help us out there. I do caution from a financial perspective, he says, it's not going to be possible to keep everybody that we have. Anybody you sign long-term, they may have an effect on something you need to do later on. So we maybe need to be focused on a short-term deal. We're cognizant of a couple of really important guys that we have to keep long-term who will be free agent in the next year or two, so they'll be on our mind. So he basically says last night in so many words, as of now, they have no closer.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to spend any money on these, you know, relievers who are out there on the market who have some name quality. Zach Britton, Andrew Miller, Yuri's Familia. Who's the guy in Cleveland? I keep forgetting his name. Cody Allen. Cody Allen. All those guys are out there. All those guys would cost a little bit of money. And Dombrowski basically says last night, we're not in on any of them.
Yeah.
Because we have to save our money for, he didn't say the names, but we got to save our money for Betts and Bogarts and Benintendi and these guys down the line. I mean, that's what he said. And then today, Bob Nightingale, USA Today, one of the most respected national baseball writers, starts tweeting what, Murray?
So 2 hours ago, he starts with the Boston Red Sox, who have the highest payroll last season, are looking to clear some payroll space, rival executives say, who openly wonder if Rick Porcello is available in right deal. He followed this up just 34 minutes ago with Red Sox trying to clear salary space for bullpen help, openly listening to offers on Rick Porcello, and rivals insist they're also willing to talk about Xander Bogaerts and Jackie Bradley Jr.
Hmm.
I'm not surprised.
Okay, so last night was all a bunch of steaming bullcrap.
Well, it is and it isn't, because I'd still be surprised if they moved some of those guys, because I think they just have so much invested in this window that they're almost compelled now to keep it together and go for another title. But so let me put it to you this way. I don't think they're going to make any sort of major trade, but I wouldn't be surprised if they do. Is that, I know that's a cop out. I know.
Jimmy's going to be very angry.
It's a cop out. I think ultimately they're going to keep it together, and it's going to have to be a deal that they almost can't turn down to do. But the fact is that they're pinched a little financially. I felt this way from the start of the offseason. If you add in all the arbitration guys and they keep them all, you know, they're at $215 million before they bring back Eovaldi. So now you add Eovaldi, and now they're over $230 million. Like, and threshold is a little over 2.4 now or somewhere right around there. Like, you know, that doesn't leave you a lot of room. And I think that might have even been before Steve Pearson. That's another $6 million. I'm not even counting him. So they're pinched in terms of the money they are. Long term, it would be smart for them to move some salary.
Honestly, I think they could be looking to trim and not even adding. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if they dealt off one of these pieces and then still didn't spend in the bullpen, because after all the arbitration awards, they might be over, as you just pointed out. So, I don't know.
They'd be idiots to move Porcello, just with how many innings he eats and how good he is in that room.
And I think Maz's point's valid, too. No one's repeated since the Yankees in the late 90s or whatever it is.
Right.
I mean, this is how you're built. This is what you've done. So you might as well maximize the rings right now because right. the team's going to have to, you know, reset itself a little bit here in the next couple of years.
Absolutely. They have they had a three-year window when they signed Sale. Okay? Sale's now going into his third year. He's up at the end of next year. Porcello's up at the end of next year. We know Bogarts is up at the end of next year. J.D. Martinez could opt out of his contract. He could be up at the end of next season. And I think Bradley, right? So there's another one. And I might be wrong about Bradley, but regardless, whatever. I don't think that one's a big deal.
Let me ask you right now. The plan currently is to have no closer. And when I say that, ultimately, I know, you know, someone wins the job in spring training and they become the closer. But for all intents and purposes, they will be trying to defend their World Series title without a designated closer to start the year. Is that dumb?
No. No. Not to start the year, no.
That's not risky.
I mean, it's a little risky, but it's also something you can fill as the year goes on. And I think they have a candidate or one and a half. And so let's see how it shakes out. But I think Brazier can do it. I do. He's got the makeup, I think. He throws strikes and he throws hard. So to me, those are sort of the three big things. Now, will it work? Will he stay healthy? I have no idea. Is it risky? Yes. All the above. Absolutely.
Between him and Barnes, though, it did feel like pretty much everyone else on that pitching staff, something clicked with them in the postseason. So as of right now, I think it's one of those two guys.
But think of all the relievers who moved at the deadline last year. There were like 14 teams that added 20 relievers or something like that. And I know the Red Sox weren't one of them, but those guys, all of those guys were available. Oh. You can add that guy in season.
Okay, so there are your Red Sox thoughts. What do you think? How do you feel about them dealing off Porcello, Bogarts, according to Nightingale, or Bradley to trim payroll? And how do you feel about them going into next year without a closer? And again, without a designated guy in the offseason. How do you feel about that? 617-779-0985. Celtics thought. Bunch of guys injured last night. They went on depth against New Orleans. That I knew they could do. When Brad Stevens has a small bench and not many mouths to feed, they can overachieve and beat anyone. I've seen this now for 4 years. So
that's his calling card.
That's what they've done. When all those superstars are healthy and they all want their shots and they all want their minutes, that's something they still haven't really proven they can do. Or they've just started to anyway, right? They've just started to figure that out. That's on last night. I'm still focused on Terry Rozier over the weekend. Terry Rozier, Saturday night, they blow out the Bulls. Win by 50 or whatever.
It was like the biggest win in history.
56.
Well, this kid thinks, obviously, that means you hang a championship banner. Because beating the Bulls by 50 means you're the best team in the league, right, Terry?
It's been very good.
Go ahead.
For us, you know, we win our last couple games, so we want to keep it going. And everybody can shut up. Everybody been very annoying. We've been losing. Very annoying.
Okay, everybody can shut up because you all are very annoying when we're losing. Very annoying.
Well, he's not going to be like me now because I'm going to be annoying when they're winning.
Oh, my God. These guys. Just shut up, all of you. Shut up. Shut up. Stop talking. Oh, God, they're just painful to listen to, this team.
Kyrie, I can kind of get it because the guys won a ring, and
well,
this
at least
is what
he's
studs.
Good.
Yeah, that's what studs in the NBA do. They probably yap too much. Dude, you're a fringe role player.
Oh, you've sucked this year on top of it. So what? Again, with this attitude, after a December win over the Bulls, all of a sudden everyone needs to shut up because they're annoying?
Because they beat the Bulls.
When you're playing bad, no one's allowed to say it?
The Bulls have been booed off the floor by their own fans the last like two or three games.
They were down 17 to nothing.
So when the Celtics play bad, no one should say anything, Terry?
Not allowed.
This guy. Get rid of this guy yesterday.
Oh, God, please. I mean, like I saw the comments over the weekend, too, and I said, geez, this is like... Now, I will say that last night, obviously with Kyrie out, he started in the game, and one of the more encouraging things to me in the game is that he only took 7 shots. Like, that's a good sign. It feels to me like maybe there is some light going on as they understand who's supposed to get the ball and get the shots. So, you know, like if you look at the totals last night, Tatum took 16 shots, Morris took 15, Brown took 16. No Kyrie, no Horford, no Gordon Hayward. Good. That's exactly who should be getting the ball when those guys are out. Let's not get stupid. But the thing over the weekend, I mean, come on. So all of a sudden they play bad teams. They beat them, and we're supposed to all of a sudden assume everything's good now?
No, shut up, because you're annoying.
And even the coach has said, no, give me a month or two. Give me consistent play, and then I'll believe it.
Shut up, because you're annoying.
To which I would say, yep.
The biggest underachieving team in the league. And again, they're trying to pull out of it, but if you had to just stop here and say, who's been the most disappointing team in the league, you're on the list.
It's them or Houston.
You're on the list. You're somewhere in there. and disappointing players. Of all the disappointing players on the team, Rozier's high on the list too. And shut up because we're annoying. The kid doesn't get it.
Where's your nickname, Felger?
I mean, the guy does not get it.
Scary Felgy.
Which is what I could say for, you know, maybe a few guys on that team. Just shut up. Please stop talking. Ball gags. Hand out ball gags on that team.
McCone, get a bunch of them.
My God. Just stop talking. Oh, because every time they do, I'm like, do they get it? Does the team get it? Terry Rozier doesn't. Good Lord. All right, so the Red Sox stuff, the Celtics stuff. I do have a Bruins minute for you as well. Would you be willing to trade Krug and DeBrusque if that means Ryan Nugent-Hopkins? Think about that for a second. 617-779-0985 to that right after these words.
Felger and Mass, the Sports Hub.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Sports.
Roto-Rooter. Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape.
And a wrench. And a towel. More duct tape. A hammer. This random tube I found in the basement. Another bucket. More tape. A little more tape. Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.
Felger and Mass.
Ow.
98.5. The Sports Hub.
Up top it comes Marchand. Cycle begins. Marchand. Pulls it near dot to Krejci. Darts back in the cage. Krejci trying to bank it on in front. They score! Krejci finds Torrey Krug just about 5 feet off the near post. Hammers it by McKenna. An overtime victory for the Bruins. 2-1 here in Ottawa.
Okay, just taking a little Patriots breather. Gave you a Red Sox thought. Celtics thought. Here's a Bruins thought. Torrey Krug from David Krejci on Sunday in Ottawa. They get 4 points. Toronto, Ottawa.
Big weekend.
Pretty good.
Yeah, big weekend. And that pass, I'll tell you what, Krejci is, you know, he's deteriorated. But every once in a while, he makes a pass that there isn't another guy on the team that can make.
His sauce. Mass. His saucer pass is among the best you'll ever see.
I mean, that pass, real. I know it was 3-on-3. I know it was overtime. That pass was ridiculous. To pass it through traffic in front of the net in the air like he did and land it so Krug could one-time it? Ridiculous. Really. Like, nobody else on the team can make that pass.
Well, you know who started to play? Is Krejci with that Marchand-Pasternak line. I told you last week, I was bitching about it all week, that Cassidy kept moving Krejci up to the Marchand-Pasternak thing and it kept getting worse. Like, how does this happen? How do you add Krejci to those two and they get worse? Over the weekend, they started to click. This Ottawa game, those three were all over the place. So, there you go. They stuck with it and it's starting to work. Krejci looked good with those guys over the weekend. But anyway, so you're hanging in there still. Bruins are still, you know, doing well to hang in with all those injuries. Get two straight wins over the weekend when it looks like, you know, look out below with that disastrous Florida trip. And they're still looking to deal. Here's the latest big rumor out there. And I'll just read from the Matt Porter story in the Boston Globe. Don Sweeney, guess where he was on Sunday? Was he in Ottawa with the Bruins?
Nope.
He was spotted in Edmonton for the Oilers-Flames game.
Yeah, bring back Lucic.
Why would he be out there, some wonder? Well, Porter writes that if Sweeney and old pal Peter Chiarelli want to go blockbuster, why not explore a deal involving Ryan Nugent-Hopkins and Torrey Krug? He writes that Krug was of interest to the Oilers last summer, and he might look more appealing now. After a pair of goals and three assists over the weekend, he is tied for 19th in the league in scoring among defensemen, which is pretty impressive given he missed the first month or whatever it is.
Right.
He's been out most of the year, and he's already a top 20 scoring defenseman. He writes that the 5'9" Krug is one of the game's better puck movers. That quality is lacking in Edmonton. Krug is 27. He is due 5.25 against the cap the next 2 years. Porter writes that his trade value might be the highest now. Similar for Nugent Hopkins, who's 25, 2 years younger. and has a slightly higher cap hit at $6 million for the next three. Nugent Hopkins was the number one overall pick in 2011, and I will just say this, Porter didn't write it, but I think he's been a disappointment. Not that he's been garbage, he's good, but he's not, you know, McDavid's the guy there, and Taylor Hall was the guy. It's like he never really, I don't know if he's established himself with that franchise number one overall pick kind of player. He just hasn't, I don't think. When he plays center and wing, his anticipation and playmaking are elite. His defensive game is sound. His skating is above average. Production-wise, again, he's been good, but, you know, not through the roof. Like, for example, this season he has 8 goals and 18 assists in 30 games. So 26 points in 30 games. That's his best point-per-game mark of his career. Okay, so he's never been a point-a-game guy. He would be a hefty piece to surrender, and the Oilers would need a replacement in the top six. So it's Krug and someone else. They'd probably ask for DeBrusk. So, Krug and DeBrusk for Ryan Nugent Hopkins.
No way.
I'm a no on this.
Because of DeBrusk.
Yeah, same thing. Yeah. If it's 1-1, Krug and, or, you know, Krug and Forsbacka Carlson, then yes.
It's not going to be enough.
Yeah, no, I know, then no.
So
you, I mean, if you can talk him down off of DeBrusk, then my guess is the next one they'll ask is Donato over Bjork or someone like that.
And?
Eileen, yes.
Oh, my God. I think I'm willing to give him DeBrusk.
I'm not.
Do you know why? And I thought about this. I thought about this because initially I'm with you. I'm like, I don't want to get rid of DeBrusk. They can pretty much have any young forward they want other than him. Really? They can have Krejci as far as I'm concerned. But I don't know if, you know, that makes sense. They want a young player, I would guess. So they could have Donato. They could have Bjork. They could have Forsbacka Carlson. They could have Heinen. They could have anyone they want. Not DeBrusk. And then I thought about it for a second. I said, wait a minute. This was Peter Chiarelli, right? So now I'm on the other end of a Peter Chiarelli trade. Do it. Give me Nugent Hopkins. You want to trade? You want
to
trade?
You
want to trade an MVP candidate in Tyler Seguin? Yeah, go ahead. Yep, bring him. You want to trade an MVP candidate in Taylor Hall? Yeah, fine. Let me. Can I please once, Lord, be on the other end of a Peter Chiarelli trade? Do it.
Guy's trying to trade every number one or two pick in the league.
Peter Chiarelli hates franchise superstar forwards. Hates them. Because he trades Sagan to Dallas. He trades Taylor Hall to New Jersey. He wins the MVP. Peter Chiarelli, for some reason, hates elite talented forwards. Because he doesn't see them or can't recognize them or what, I don't know. But he will trade you an elite MVP caliber forward for a middling roster player faster than, you know. So, you know what? Let me be on the other side of it. Let me be on the other side. Peter Chiarelli's willing to trade me a forward? Yes, 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 yes. Whatever you want, yes.
So I don't know enough about Nugent Hopkins. I'm not going to tell you that I do.
So me neither.
But it scares me because he feels like one of these guys who just is a good player. Like, is he a second-line player or is he a third-line player?
Well, there he's second because of Connor McDavid. And I don't watch, you know, when I think of Bryant Nugent Hopkins, I think of, another top five pick that goes there who has no idea how to play, soft as crap, doesn't know how to win, doesn't get it, a kid with some skill, but there's no there. You know, loser. Another loser Oiler. But I don't watch him play. I don't know. I have no idea. Does he get back? Is he actually sturdy along the wall? Does he get it? And he's just on a bad team? Like, I don't know. I can't tell you. What I can tell you is that Peter Chiarelli sucks. He sucks. Peter Chiarelli is an idiot. He doesn't know. He doesn't know who can play and who can't play. He's a bozo when it comes to these trades. So I get to be on the other side of a bozo Chiarelli trade? Yep, I'm in.
Okay, you'd give up DeBrusk for that?
I don't think I'm giving him up. Nugent Hopkins is an upgrade over DeBrusk. He has a higher ceiling. He just does. I'm sorry. I like DeBrusk too.
Yeah, but you have a shortage there. I want them both.
Nugent Hopkins has a higher ceiling. And Krug doesn't make a great deal of sense on this team anyway. If McAvoy's healthy, McAvoy's your number one offensive defenseman anyway. He should be your number one power play guy when he's healthy and right. He should be the guy. And Greslick, I think, is 80% of Krug at less than half the price. So Krug is superfluous to me whether it's Nugent Hopkins or not. So I think you're upgrading DeBrusk and you're getting rid of Krug's salary at the same breath.
But you're taking on Hopkins' salary, which is $6 million a year.
That's nothing. If he's a franchise guy, that's a good price.
Yeah, I don't know if he's a franchise guy, though. Like, I have a hard time believing at age 25, all of a sudden he's going to be a franchise guy. So, again, this is where I disagree with you on it. I look at it and say he's definitely not a franchise guy. Is he a second-line center? If he is, then I'll do it. If he's a third line center, I lean no. Only because
he's not a third line center.
Okay. So
he's not that.
Okay. So I'll tell you that. But ideally, I want him with DeBrusque.
Of course.
Because you're short up front.
Okay, but the nature of this game is I'm not taking your trade calls, people, when you call up and say, well, you know, we'll give him Colby Cave. No, you have to give up something that you don't want to give up. That's
Krug's not a bum, though.
He's not. But Krug for Brian Nugent-Hopkins is a no-brainer. Like, that's something you do yesterday. I mean, Chiarelli's horrible. He's not that horrible. He's going to want one of your talented young forwards.
See, I was hoping to exploit Chiarelli's stupidity with Krug without giving him to Brown.
I mean, Chiarelli loves the ponies for a horse. So go ahead. Krug, Donato,
Heinen,
Forsbacka, Carlson. Yeah, he could have all that as far as I'm concerned. I'm just trying to be realistic and saying that he's going to ask for something you don't want to give up.
I mean, there's a deal to be made there, though. There's a deal to be made there because the Bruins could use Nugent Hopkins is a center. Like, you know, to get an established NHL center who's in his mid-20s, that would mean something given the way some of these guys have played.
So as Porter points out that Chiarelli's sort of up against it, meaning he's going to lose his job if they don't make the playoffs this year. He already fired his coach. They've been a perennial underachiever. He's been drafting in the top whatever, you know, 10 forever. They had that one playoff run a couple of years ago. But missed it last year. If he misses again, he could be done. So it's a win-now kind of thing. Could you get him to swallow on Krejci? Because that's a win-now player. If you assume some of Krejci's money, could you get away with that?
Maybe.
I mean, so I'd rather do that. I'd rather...
But part of the reason they want to move Nugent Hopkins is because they want a defenseman, right?
Yeah. So you're still giving up Krug. Krug and Krejci, and you swallow some money on Krejci for Nugent Hopkins. So, I mean, I'd do that if you could get Shirley to bite on that one. You know, put Krejci and Lucic back together. And they weren't doing anything 5 years ago. Chiarelli wants to reunite them. Like, I mean, I'd try everything with that bozo. I'd offer him anything. And just keep trying.
I'm no on DeBrusque. I'd even throw in Trent Frederick or someone like a center like that. Because then if they're giving you a center, you give them a young center prospect back. And a wing with Krug. I'd give them three guys. I'm not giving DeBrusque, though. I like DeBrusque.
Okay, so there's your Celtics minute, your Red Sox minute, your Bruins minute. We'll take your thoughts on all of the above after Murray's update. Dead tickets coming up in a little bit this hour as well. Don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned for more Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield. Field.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape. Bend the wrench. Bend the towel. More duct tape. A hammer. This random tube I found in the basement. Another bucket. More tape. A little more tape. Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.
B.O.B. Boob.
Oh my God. Isn't that Bob?
It's Felger and Mass. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hey, back to your phones. As promised, we took a little Patriots breather with a Sox item, a Celtics item, and a Bruins item. You can weigh in right now. John in Medford on the Sox. Go ahead, John.
Howdy, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Well, I want to talk about the Red Sox in the winter meetings with this latest thing with Bob Nightingale. Now the Red Sox have pieces if they want to make moves to help themselves to continue to win World Series. And what I mean by that is that you now have a chance to possibly work a possible three-way deal with Arizona and the Mets where you get Jacob deGrom and Noah Syndergaard. You send Arizona the Eduardo Rodriguez and Rick Porcello.
Oh, hey, John. John, I just can't. That's not a realistic trade. The Yankees, however, are apparently in on a three-way trade for deGrom. And you've heard this.
Who's Syndergaard, wasn't it?
Or Syndergaard. Who's our big third base prospect again?
Miguel Andujar.
So the Yankees can't possibly deal one-on-one with the Mets, so they brought in the Marlins as a third team, which I think is sort of, you're still dealing with them yourselves. It's like, that's sort of transparent. Syndergaard's still going to the Yankees. If you're the Mets, you're still giving the Yankees Noah Syndergaard.
Correct.
But anyway, how do you feel about that proposed trade?
So, look, it makes sense for the Yankees to dangle Andujar out there because I think they're going to be on Manny Machado. So their attitude is the kid can't play third base anyway. He was a problem over there last year and cost him all kinds of runs. He's got promise. I'm not dumping on him. I mean, he's got talent. But from their standpoint, they say, no, we need an upgrade now. Bring in Machado. We improved defensively over there. In fact, they can play him at shortstop while they're waiting for Gregorius to come back. And then at the same time, go get themselves a pitcher in a trade, and we know they need pitching. So for me, for the Yankees, to dangle Andujar out there makes sense.
I'm just telling you, I think it's just an indication they are loaded for bear.
The Yankees.
They are coming at you.
Oh, yeah, no question about it.
I mean, Machado, again, as you mentioned, feels like, you know, the Yanks are the odds-on favorite for Machado. So does that allow them to trade their best prospect, who's a third baseman, for some major pitching help? And whether it's DeGrom or something else, you know, they've already got the Paxton kid from Seattle. They're loading up.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Look, I think they recognize they slipped last year. The Red Sox were dynamite. The Astros are still better than the Yankees. And New York said we can't just come back with the same team and expect them to keep up. So they're going to have to get better. And this is one way to do it. And, you know, this is where the ability to spend money helps you. Because they know they can go out and get Machado. In fact, they probably get him in their back pocket already if they're talking about this. So they move the guy they have at third because they can plug that with money, and Machado's young on top of it, and they get a pitcher in the process. Perfect.
Jim on Cape Cod on Terry Rozier. What do you think, Jim?
Well, I think it was pretty annoying when Terry Rozier went 0-for-12 in Game 7 against the Cavs. That was pretty annoying. And also, Jaylen Brown was 0-for-whatever. So both of these guys' attitude really stinks. And I wonder what the reality of Terry Rozier getting traded is. I know Wick said he didn't want to trade anybody, but I wonder if somebody's gone.
Someone has to be. I mean, I was just saying someone has to be gone. Maybe they're figuring it out. But it's, you know, the problem with the team is not talent. The problem with the team is attitude, roles, subjugating themselves, you know, accepting a little less, all those sort of intangibles. And man, I'm telling you, I the more I listen to their players, the more I wonder if they get it. And this Rozier, I mean, where does that add? You've sucked. You've sucked this year. I'm talking you specifically. You have sucked. Terry Rozier has sucked. I've been one of the most disappointing players on the team, on a team that's been one of the most disappointing in the league. And I know they've straightened it out here in the last couple of weeks. But to tell fans and critics to shut up because they're saying something when you're playing poorly? What is that?
See, look, and it bugs me more than anyone else when it's guys like him and Jaylen Brown. And I'll add Jason Tatum on that list, too, because I thought early in the year he was hogging the ball too much. But if we're talking about the shooting your mouth off part of it, what if Brown and Rozier won exactly?
Oh, feh. And good point. When they had a chance to close out Cleveland last year, they blew. They blew. Keith in the car on that prospective Bruins trade. What do you think, Keith?
I'm not digging it at all, guys, and I'll tell you why. I mean, Nugent Hopkins to me was, when they went on that run of first picks, he was the worst one of the three. Now, correct me if I'm wrong here. DeBrusk is younger, and I realize he's a wing and is not a center, but he's got more goals already. So you're cheating, and you guys had mentioned in conversation last week all the kids that we drafted that we still don't know if they can play or not. So DeBrusk, I don't see as being – I see him being not untouchable, but he's one of the kids that you know that you have that actually has some skill and has some grit. Everybody else seems to be a marshmallow or has no skill. So I don't see how that makes your team in the short run or the long run better. Plus, I think you take advantage of the fact that Shirley is stupid. And you look at it from the Sagan deal. We traded Sagan – and we got back, you know.
Right, so trade him more ponies. I'm going to finish your statement for you. Don't trade him your best young player. Trade him three of your more mediocre players to see if he goes for it. Sure.
Right, he'll take volume.
Of course. I mean, he might. If he does, of course. Yes. If I can trade off lesser pieces, duh. Yeah, I'm trading off lesser pieces. I try and just approach it from a more realistic standpoint that they're going to want something you don't want to give up. And now we have the discussion. So you start with DeBrusk. And if you're willing to do DeBrusk, you'll be willing to do anything else. So you act like, you know, right? Nugent Hopkins is 2 years older. Nugent Hopkins is 25. So you're getting a young player with, you know, a 5 to 10 year runway in his prime. So age is not a factor here. Sorry, not a factor. Nugent Hopkins is a perfect age. And he's got 3 years left on his deal. And at $6 million, that's not a bad deal. That's not. I'd rather have Nugent Hopkins at six than Krug at 5.25. I would. It's just what young piece are you willing to give up to get him in here? DeBrus has scored more goals than Nugent Hopkins.
He said this year, yeah.
Fair enough.
10-8, yeah.
Nugent Hopkins has 26 points in 30 games. I mean, that's on pace to be your leading scorer.
Mm-hmm.
I think he'd be your... the Bruins have a point-a-game guy right now? I don't think so.
I think Bergeron was when he went out, but he was the only one.
So, whether you value goals over assists, I understand, but Nugent Hopkins, he's got a higher ceiling. He does. Whether he reaches it or not, or has reached it or not, that we can debate that, but he's... was thought of to be a franchise player, Murray. Yes?
And still could be. And you look at where Edmonton is right now, and they're kind of still in the playoff picture. They've won three straight games. Ken Hitchcock's taken over there. So you ask, like, just hearing all this, why would they want to move on from him? Oh, who's the idiot still in charge there?
Chiarelli.
Peter Chiarelli, that's why.
So my eyes light up when I feel like he's willing to talk with you on a stud young forward? Listen, take the call.
Oh, absolutely. Listen, my guess is, though, that, and I haven't looked at Edmonton inside and out, but over the last few years, they've been able to score. They haven't been able to stop anybody. So they need, and I'm not telling you Krug's a defensive stalwart, but maybe they sort of look at it as they're able to maintain some level of offense on it. Krug, to me, is easy. Krug and Nugent Hopkins, no problem. That's, theoretically a deal that both teams want to make. The question is, what do you have to give them to make up for the gap? And I just think DeBrusk is too much. The Bruins don't have enough firepower up front. Take him one away to add one to me doesn't do it.
Okay, we continue with your thoughts on all of that. Get back to some of the Patriots stuff from Sunday's loss in Miami in our long commercial-free segment next, in which we will also...
What?
Give away some Dead & Company tickets.
Oh, yeah. Driving that train high on cocaine. Felga, I want those tickets and Murray's weed. Come on, can I win them? Hello?
We'll find out. I don't think you're eligible, Murray, but you can keep trying. Tickets next.
This is Felger and Mass on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Spring.
Roto-Rooter. Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape.
And a wrench. And a towel. More duct tape. A hammer. This random 2x found in the basement. Another bucket. More tape. A little more tape.
Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.
At the end of your ride home, you'll be all caught up.
If you get suspended again, you're going to miss playoff time, or you're going to miss time in the playoffs.
Or questioning your judgment.
Sorry I brought it up.
Felger and Mez, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Tom, the players are graded after every game, correct?
Yeah, in one form or another we are, by our coaches and by ourselves.
Are the coaches graded?
I'm not sure where you're going with this, Scratchy.
Well, if the players get graded, is the coaching staff graded and the coaches?
I think, we're all tough on ourselves. The coaches are, players are. We're all in it together. This is, the one thing we've never done at the Patriots is assess blame and do all that. We're all in it together. We had plenty of things we could all have done a better job of to try to get the job done, which we didn't do.
All right, so that was Brady with Jim Gray last night. Scratchy. Not grading the coaches. Doesn't stop us, fans and media, from doing it. Chris Gasper has a column up in the Boston Globe. The New Herald columnist, is it Tom Keegan?
Tom Keegan, yeah.
Ripped Bill pretty good today.
He just said that it's Bill's fault. I mean, the headline I thought was stronger than the column, but basically put the blame on Bill.
Okay, Gasper wrote today that every time Brady screws up, we talk about his age and is the game passing him by and is he lost a step. And, we do that with Brady every single time he throws a bad ball. Should we be doing the same with Bill Belichick at 66 years old?
Sure.
After a game like that or a decision like that, should we, put Bill under the same scrutiny in terms of age and is the game passing you by and are you losing a step?
So would I say the same scrutiny? No, but some scrutiny, yes. And this is why. Because you don't have to escape pass rushers as a coach. Like, it's not a physical thing. It's a mental thing. And do I think Bill Belichick is the kind of coach that is stubborn and set in his way that you have to win one sort of way? No, I think it's one of his strengths as a coach that he adapts to the opponent, the situation. It's one of the things that has made him so good is that he treats it on a week-to-week, play-to-play basis.
Why didn't he do that in the Super Bowl then?
Well, he's not perfect. But overall, I mean, it's not like they have the same game plan every week. You know, they're not like Pittsburgh, right, where it's just, you know, this is the war, for that matter, Seattle now. You know, we're going to run the ball and play defense. Like, that's not how the Patriots do it. So, but that said, is it fair to ask whether at 66, can Bill put in the same energy and hours that he did at 56? I don't know.
It's totally fair. It's totally fair. Does he work hard in the offseason as he used to?
I doubt it.
Feel like there's a little more Nantucket Harbor time than there's been in the past.
Remember, he went to that Timberwolves game during the week of the Super Bowl.
Chill, Bill. It's not no days off. It's
no, comma, days off.
No, I'm going to take some days off.
Remember, he's been on record, too, within, what, the last couple of years, saying that he only wants guys that want to be coached. He doesn't want to deal with any a-holes, no matter how much talent they have.
So I think
I'm paraphrasing, but he essentially said that same thing.
I think it's totally fair. And it's not a physical thing, but it can be a mental thing. It can be a time spent deal. The older you get, do you want to, you know, I mean, those coaches, they sleep in cots at the office. I mean, that's just when you've, he's now 66 and been in the league 40 freaking years or whatever it is. You know, do you put in the same time? I mean, how could you? I think those are all fair things to ask. I don't have the answer on them. I mean, I have the answer on some. I think the off seasons have been easier. I think he's gone easier on himself. So
with fair, as much as he's accomplished, he's not going to be as maniacal as he once was or how some of these younger coaches are.
Fair, 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 and fair. Now, if I'm grading the two this year, who's slipped more? It's Brady.
No doubt.
I think the reason the Pats are even where they're at, which is sniffing a top seed, sniffing a bye, still in contention, is about Bill. I think the coaching staff has had an exceptional year. I do. Now, Sunday was a boner, man. That was a bad oversight, keeping Gronkowski on the field there. And if Bill had any sort of humility or any sort of, you know, that thing, he would just admit it, but he can't. Okay? So he had a bad moment. But this season, oh, I think it's been largely about the coaching more than the quarterback. I don't think the quarterback's carried you this year. I think the coaching's carried you this year.
Oh, there's no doubt Brady's performance has slipped more than Bill's have.
Correct.
Like, I don't think that part of it's debatable. I'm just saying with Brady, there's a physical element. But Bill, there isn't.
I mean,
you know what I mean.
This was the first game where I saw Brady drill the ball into some smaller windows, timeout routes, you know, get rid of the ball before the receiver came out of the break. Like, all those things. Stand in there against some pressure. And then, you know, in the second half of the game, it all sort of reverted. But for at least a half there, he did all those old school things. But for the most part this year, he's been throwing to wide open guys. I mean, really... really huge windows, and I think it's been schemed. I think the offensive coaches have done a good job. I think some of the stuff on defense you see with the dialing up of pressure, again, not last week, but on balance this year, I think it's been about the coaching. So there's that. We'll take your reaction to that. I want to update you on the Christmas in the City auction. Do you have the recent numbers up there, Miz?
I will get them.
Okay. So a lot of items up there. All these proceeds, 100%, go to Christmas in the City. 100% volunteer nonprofit organization. So you know every dime you spend is going to the cause and not to something ancillary. So we've got a lot of things up for bid, including the 4-pack of tickets to Celtics Pacers, 6 rows behind the Celtics bench. It includes a $200 Tony C's restaurant gift card. The current bid, when I said before, was $1,500. Where are we at now, Maz?
$1,800.
Good job out there. This golf outing with Maz, you and two buddies, you out there. So a threesome with Maz. Roy. At the Atkinson Golf and Resort and Country Club.
Nice track.
Atkinson, New Hampshire. Bid, when I said before, was $1,200. What's it now?
$1,225.
Okay. Keep inching that thing up. Overnight stay at the Seaport with a $200 rail stop gift card.
$555.
Okay.
I thought you were getting me the previous one.
Okay. The Larry Bird signed basketball. Where is it at now?
$8. $800.
Okay. The New England Revolution VIP game package.
That is at $375.
Okay. Inch that one up there. The Troy Brown signed football was only $165 when I said it before. What is it now?
It is at $190.
Okay. That one deserves to be higher. Come on now. The Bruins team signed stick, including Jake DeBrusk's name for now. The bid I had earlier was $500. Where are we at now?
Still at $500.
Okay, the 4 Bruins tickets, December 27th, again, good seats, plus a $200 gift card to the smoke shop. by Andy Husbands. And I'm sorry, I'm just an idiot. Did Andy Husbands donate this, or is that the name of the smoke shop?
That's the guy who owns the smoke shop. So I would imagine that he did, yes.
Okay, so there you go.
That's a great barbecue place.
Oh, okay, there you go.
Oh, that place is good.
Yeah. I thought it was a place to go buy a bong.
No. No, it's the barbecue.
They brought food here. You've had it. It's amazing.
Cambridge, Somerville.
This is, once again, host error. Anytime I'm asked to actually be a broadcaster, I'm a complete moron. My apologies, Andy.
But after eating that brisket, you're going to feel like you're high.
The Smoke Shop. A $200 gifty to the Smoke Shop plus those four Bruins tickets. What's the current bid, Maz?
$1,000.
Good. Signed, framed a photo of Julian Edelman donated by the Globe. Where are we at?
He's a handsome fella. $200.
Okay, good. And then most notably, and the hottest item of the auction, the Felger and Maz show sit-in, where, again, you're not just coming in here to watch. You participate. You get to run a segment or co-host a segment, whatever you want to do. Four of those we're giving away. The bids, when I asked before, were right around $1,000 each. Where are we at now?
Okay, so again, we'll take the four highest, and right now they range from $990, the lowest, to $1,500, the highest. So you can get somewhere in that range. You can get one of those four. You can be on the program on Friday.
Here's just the only mini catch. We want you to come in this Friday. If you can do it this Friday, that's great.
I'll be there.
If you donate like tens of thousands of dollars, you just donate so much money, and you can't do Friday, and you say we want to do it after the new year or something like that, for Christmas in the City, of course, we'll work with you. So it's not like, it's not a dead, you know, drop dead Friday or nothing. We would really greatly prefer it, and that's just all I'll say about that.
Yeah, we'll even get food from the smoke shop, and you can do a bong hit with Murray.
I'm such an idiot. I see the smoke
shop. Is that true, Maz?
No, I'm just, you know, it's kind of playing along.
Is that where Murray gets his vape? Okay, so.
The brisket and bong package.
There's that.
You're listening to Felger and Maz on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
This is Ty Law, Pro Football Hall of Famer. Have you ever seen 100,000 square feet of pure fun? Come join us at Apex Entertainment in Marlboro. Be amazed at the 30 luxury bowling lanes, a multi-level go-kart track featuring car number 24, multi-story laser tag, and more. Apex offers delicious chef-inspired menu with two full bars serving craft and local beer, plus signature cocktails featuring my very own Corbis Vodka, the official vodka of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Come to Marlboro and visit or check us out at apexentertainment.com.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape.
And the wrench. And the towel. More duct tape. A hammer. This random tube I found in the basement. Another bucket. More tape. A little more tape. Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.